Item 2, from the Director, Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational status report on capital project WO517 War Memorial renovations, including an increased cost estimate for heating, ventilating, and air conditioning replacement. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. My name is Greg High. I'm the Director of Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services, part of the DAS Facilities Management Division. The report you have before you is a report on the project budget status. It's an informational item. It's providing an update on the status of the county's $10 million budget commitment for the War Memorial / Art Museum expansion and repairs. This $10 million budget is part of an agreement that was approved by the county in, I believe it was last year in the budget. The county's budgetary commitment was detailed in a development agreement authorized by the County Board Resolution File Number 13647, dated October 1st, 2013. My presence here this morning is just to keep the board informed of a budget issue that deals with the $10 million county commitment. Before I get into any of the details, I'd like to make sure that you're aware that these are based that this projection is based on estimated costs. Nothing has been bid out at this time. This is strictly a precautionary informational report that details our position right now, and we thought it was in the county's best interest to flag the issue. Planning and design has been progressing for the HVAC replacement, which is one component of this project. It appears at this time that we've exceeded the estimated cost identified in the development agreement. The original estimated cost is anticipated reusing. There's a number of reasons, and those are the bullet points in there. I'll just go through briefly. There's an original cost estimate that anticipated reusing the existing ductwork investigation, as we're doing more of that during the planning and design process. We've hired consultants to get into this, to develop construction bidding documents. And as a part of that planning and design, you really get into a lot of the details. So there are items that were unforeseen as far as existing ductwork goes. There's access to the existing ducts that's difficult. The duct chases are very narrow. The duct chases are located in the north and south exterior walls. Existing insulation within the duct chases has deteriorated to a dried, crumbling state. The configuration of the Art Museum addition has changed from a gathering area with an open atrium to multiple floors with additional square footage, not overall volume so much as square footage of floor space. The space in addition requires heating and cooling, and that floor space increase has gone from 5,000 square feet to 17,500 square feet. This required additional design effort by the county's HVAC consultant, which has been hired separately from the War Memorial Art Museum consultant, the overall architectural designer. So the county has their own mechanical designer. They're working together in a coordinated fashion, but as these things come up, our expertise, which is this consultant, is telling us that the expanded construction scope to address air conditioning in the air needed to the added museum space is going to cost more. The capacity of the existing lake water system for chiller condenser needs, which is an existing system, needs to be upgraded by adding additional capacity. Adding a new cooling tower to increase condenser water system capacity. This lake water cooling system is a sustainable feature that was installed, I think 5-7 years ago. I know that the War Memorial and the Art Museum want to continue to use that sustainable effort. And so its capacity has to be upgraded. It's estimated by our consultant that $4.5 million, which is going to be the cost for these improvements, and that's about $1.14 million above the estimated HVAC improvements that were included in the development agreement. The rest of the report details the exterior building envelope component, which deals with concrete and masonry repairs to the exterior building exterior, window replacements, and courtyard waterproofing and resurfacing. These elements, while they're anticipated to be within budget, are part of that overall $10 million commitment that the county's made. And so this, we're also saying that this type of work is often difficult to estimate since the extent of the repairs are unknown until the construction's underway as they take these building parts apart and see what's underneath. At this time, though, we feel that we're budget for those components is okay. The potential fix for this in the short term would be deferral of these selected items at the end of the report. Talks about roof replacement, penthouse roof. I won't go through all of them, but those are items that will be pushed out into the out years. And we believe that they total up to about $1.3 million, and that the county will have to come up with an additional $1.3 million over the $10 million commitment to cover those items based on the agreement that was approved. I guess with that, I would also add that in the Art Museum War Memorial's report in February about their five-year capital plan, they did have a third paragraph in their report that says, as noted in the footnote in that agreement or in the appropriation for the project, at the end of fiscal year 2015, Milwaukee County shall perform a facilities assessment and provide supplemental funding as necessary for all of these items that we were working on. So in the agreement, it says that we're going to be keeping our eye on those things, and that we'll need to address those at the end of 2015. But I think we're trying to be a little proactive here and flag these right up front. Any questions?
Questions by committee of Mr. High, Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and committee members, the heating and HVAC over at the War Memorial has been on the want list for many years, okay? It's sad to know that when we finally have gotten to it, we learn of these problems. These are unknown to us until we finally actually get in there and do that and check them. I guess there's a message for all of us, not only at these buildings but in others, and that is that we have a lot of deferred maintenance at a lot of buildings, and we have things that have been on wish lists for many, many years, and if and when we finally get to them, don't be surprised to find issues, surprises, so to speak, of things that because of lack of care or whatever, they've worn away or whatever. So I'm saddened to hear that, but I'm not surprised. And, I guess I'm glad that we finally have seen this particular one at this particular location. But I'd be surprised if there wasn't many, many more.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it would probably be appropriate to refer this both to receive and place on file so our colleagues on the rest of the board receive this report, as well as to refer it to the CIC. If we can do a joint motion for joint referral there. Second, I'm curious to hear from either the War Memorial or the Art Museum on how this will affect plans for renovation and expansion.
Do we want to take this out of order? We're getting to the Art Museum's presentation next.
I'm happy to hear the comments. Then I just wanted to note that aside from any updates and explaining of other plans, I want to make sure that we cover how does this affect.
Very good. We have a motion to receive and place on file and a referral to the CIC. Is there further discussion by committee? On that motion, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Saskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file, or 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file and refer to the Capital Improvements Committee prevails.
Thank you, Mr. High, for that update, for that heads up. Item number 3, please.